Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
It's our very last weekly preview show of the season, week 25, the very last, very weird, extremely spooky. No, it's not Halloween, it's an eclipse. We had a solar eclipse. That those of us in Southern California got to see a very small fraction of. The rest of you saw something a little bit more cool. And those of us who didn't have any protective eyewear saw nothing at all, but it does lead us into one of, if not the strangest weeks of this 2024 portion of the 23-24 NBA season. The in-season tournament week was arguably the weirdest schedule on the 2023 side, and then with the All-Star week it gets combined into two, but this is a strange one. First of all, hi, it's me again, it's Dan Bespris, your friendly host, happy to have you guys here. This is Fantasy NBA Today. It's the weekly preview, weekly lineup, whatever you want to call it, edition, and it's our last schedule breakdown show of 2023-24, because after today, there's no reason. We will just be repeating ourselves from this show. Why? Well, I'm going to share the last week of the NBA schedule on the screen for those that are watching on a video feed, and it's going to be extremely zoomed in because there's only 7 days left on the board. But the first thing you'll notice is that there aren't any games to of the 7 days this week. I did a little color coding along the top bar. 4-8, that's today, April 8th. April 13th, that's Saturday. No games. None. Not one. Now, today, you've got college basketball. I mean, college basketball is pretty much the reason for all this stuff. No games. Okay. That would be a screwy enough week. But we also have two 15 game days blended in just for funsies. That's Friday the 12th. Every single team in the NBA plays. And Sunday the 14th, the last day of the regular season, everybody also plays. Okay. So now you've got 4 days where there really isn't anything that you can do other than, you know, if you have six injured guys on Friday or Sunday, you could try to swap one out for somebody who's actually playing. What's that? That's not enough? You want even more absurdity? Boy, do I have a gift for you. Tuesday, tomorrow, is a 14-gamer. There is almost no way that you all listening don't have a full card on 3 days this week, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday, and an empty card on 2 days this week, today and Saturday. Leaving, yeah, you can do the math, 7 days total, two empty, three full, You got 2 days this week where anything at all is worth exploring. That is Wednesday and that is Thursday. That's it. Outside of those days, this week is a wash. Wednesday's an 8-gamer. Thursday is 5. If you are still streaming, which is basically the point of these weekly preview shows, if you're still locked into a weekly lineup, that would be the other reason to do it, you pretty much can't do anything at all. Until Wednesday. All right. So there's two ways you can look at this week. Way number one is if you're in a weekly lineup format. Something just fell down in the other room, but I assume it's fine. What could possibly go wrong? If you're in a weekly format, you should be looking at all the guys that are questionable and figuring out what you're supposed to do with them. So Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. He's missed 4 games in a row. And we have no idea if he's playing in any of their final four. I don't know how you bench him, though. Anthony Davis with his eye, you probably have to play him. Kawhi Leonard, they're hoping to have him back by midweek. I mean, feels like you kind of have to play him. Tatum, Steph, Donovan Mitchell, probably trying to play these guys. Jalen Williams in OKC. He's out for 4 games as well. It's hard to say, you know? It's some of the toughest decisions you can make. You kind of have to try to read the tea leaves a little bit. Minnesota's trying to get Kat back. You know, Tobias Harris has been out with his sore knee. He was ruled out just a couple hours before their last ball game, so the hope is that he'll get into some of these games this week. Very, very difficult decisions. But if you can get 2 out of a lot of the superstar level guys we just talked about, then you kind of have to do it. What about daily formats? Because that's where things get, I don't want to say easier, but yeah, a little bit easier. You're basically taking 4 weekly moves. Let's say that your league is still going for some unholy reason. If your league is still a head-to-head format and you're still actually going this final week, first of all, you got to get out of that league because that's an absolutely terrible rule that your season's going to the end. You guys should be lopping off at least 3 weeks. I think after watching this season, I would almost vote to lop off 4 weeks of the end of the year. I hate it because I like playing to as many games as humanly possible, but I think you kind of have to chop off 4 weeks next year. But if you are in a daily league, somehow going to the end of the regular season, again, heaven help you, but you basically want to move 2 guys on Wednesday and 2 guys on Thursday. You want to squeeze extra games out of this week somehow, some way, and that's kind of the only way to do it. Because, I mean, just look at your team. Look at what your team has going on Wednesday. I don't know how many players you're going to have. 5, 6, something like that. I don't have any head-to-head leagues still going. I'm just looking at a Roto League right now that has 5 bench slots. My team has 7 out of 15 guys playing on Wednesday, which is pretty close to where you'd be. Again, just over half the league is playing. So, you know, if you have a 15 roster, you probably have about 8 guys going. If you have a 13 roster, you probably have about 6 guys going, something in that neck of the woods. What you should probably be doing there is, first of all, looking to see, is there anyone on my team that doesn't play on these 2 days? Okay, well, first of all, it's very hard to do with this screen zoomed in like this. I think we need to zoom back out, even if it looks a little silly. And it does. You guys can see parts of the previous weeks, too, as we scan the board. There are teams that are not going Wednesday, Thursday. One of those teams is Indiana. The Lakers are another one. The Philadelphia 76ers are a third, and the Washington Wizards are a fourth. One thing that those teams all have in common is that Indy, LA, Philly, Washington, they are the rare 3-game weeks. They play on only the ultra-high traffic days. So they have very bad schedules. I'll repeat those teams if you need me to. The Indiana Pacers have a terrible schedule, but you're not going to do anything about it until Wednesday. The LA Lakers have a terrible schedule. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Washington Wizards. These teams have bad schedules. Because if you don't have somebody on those teams that's a bona fide superstar, you can move off of them and you're not going to lose any games basically all week because they're all in overflow days. Are there any teams that go back-to-back on Wednesday, Thursday? Nope. Nope. So there isn't a single move you can make that turns, say, a wizard, like let's say you're streaming Corey Kispert, which is fine. He's been pretty good with Kuzma missing time. Or, oh, I don't know, Lakers, it's someone like a Rui Hachimura who's been pretty good lately. Philly, not so many outstanding streaming options. Indiana's had a couple of kind of above fringe level guys. Even like a TJ McConnell has been pretty good lately. But these guys, you can ride them out through tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, you're going to move them for somebody who plays on Wednesday. So this is the easy decision. Look at your team. If you have anyone from those four clubs, and odds are you probably have one. Again, this is for daily leagues going to the end of the season, which is idiotic in its own right, but it does happen. You move two of those guys, hopefully. If you have two, that's what you do. If you have one, you move one for a guy on Wednesday, and then you turn that guy into a dude who plays Thursday. And again, we talked about this on Friday's streaming show. Every single player that plays on Thursday plays Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So you don't have to worry about moving that guy again. Preferably, you can get somebody good on that Thursday card. I know it's only a five-gamer, but at this juncture of the season, there's so many weirdos playing that, yeah, I mean, Boston has a back-to-back in there, so you probably can go like a Peyton Pritchard. Chicago, Andre Drummond has been useful these days. Detroit has plenty of streamers. They play on Thursday. Warriors, Rockets, Pelicans, Knicks, Blazers, Kings, Jazz. There's plenty of streamers you can pick up on Thursday that will take you through to the end of the week. And then Wednesday with eight games, you'll also have plenty of options as well. The nice thing is you don't have to look for a specific like scheduling component. You're just picking up the best guy on Wednesday and then switching him out for the best guy on Thursday. That's all you have to do with that pair of moves. If you have two guys on teams with really bad schedules, you just do that twice. Easy solution to your week. But if you only have one guy who plays on, who has no games on Wednesday and Thursday, now you're stuck basically using two roster moves to get one bonus game. And I still think it's probably worth it. Or you have a couple avenues you can go here, so stick with me for a minute. I'm not in favor of saving roster moves for Friday, Sunday. I think in all likelihood, you will have at least 10 of your guys healthy and starting if you have 14 or 15 roster slots. If you only have 13, which, I don't know, man, Yahoo leagues are over, so this shouldn't be a problem anymore. But let's say you only have 13 roster slots. Okay, fine. You know, you might have four or five guys that are listed out. But kind of just have to play the odds that you're going to have 10 guys going. So here's what you can do. So again, the best option is take one of those teams that has no games on Wednesday and Thursday, use a move on Wednesday, use another move on Thursday. Outstanding. Outstanding. You get one extra game for each move you make. I know normally when we're streaming, we talk about getting more than one move, more than one extra game, for each move we make, with the optimum being two extra games over some number of days that's longer than two. Like, you're not switching a nothing to a back-to-back. It uses up too many roster moves. This week is so different because it's condensed into a two-game week. You don't have to worry about long streaming for four or six or seven or nine game or days. You only have to worry about two. And there are no back-to-backs. So there's literally no way to turn one roster move into two bonus games. The best you're going to get is one move for one additional game. The best way to do it is to take one of those teams that has no games in there and you switch them for somebody who plays on Wednesday and somebody who plays on Thursday. The second best way to do it is to take somebody who plays on Wednesday but not on Thursday, and after their game on Wednesday, swap them out for another dude on Thursday. So that is another way to get one bonus game per roster move. The unfortunate thing about that is that the guy you're dropping after their Wednesday game is probably better than the guy you're picking up on Thursday. But hopefully they're so far down on your board, so they're like the 12th, 13th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th best player on your team, that the guy you drop them for even if you don't use that guy on Friday, Sunday, you can like slot in your 11th best player for if you dropped your 10th best player and there isn't that much of a drop off, less certainly than what you get out of streaming on Thursday. And then the third way is you gain less than one game played. You take someone on your team that does play Thursday, you switch them for someone who plays on Wednesday, and then back to someone who plays on Thursday. That's kind of the worst method, but it still gets you one extra game played for two roster moves. So again, there's two ways to get one bonus game played per roster move. It's take the teams that have nothing Wednesday, Thursday, or take a team that has a guy that plays basically Tuesday, Wednesday, or just Wednesday, which does anybody go Wednesday that doesn't play on Tuesday? Brooklyn, Cleveland. Which, by the way, if you're like, Dan, should I drop my net or my Cavalier? My answer is probably not, because you probably don't need any more games played on Tuesday. You're probably pretty full unless you have a bunch of those guys. If you have like three Cavs and a net, you might have room for someone on Tuesday. But in all likelihood, you don't have that. You probably don't have more than three guys between those two teams. So you can just hold those guys through their game on Wednesday and drop them on Thursday. So drop your player that played on Wednesday on Thursday. Pick somebody up who plays Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Or drop the guys that don't play Wednesday, Thursday on Wednesday for someone who plays on Wednesday, and then drop that guy again on Thursday. And that's basically the way you run your weekly schedule, because, again, you only have to worry about 2 days. It's a two-day, no long stream, exclusively mini stream. That's it. Weekly choices are really, really, really hard right now because we just don't know. You generally want to err on the side of caution, but also if you're talking about someone, you know, like a frickin' Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, how can you really, could you really win your week without him? Almost like you need two games out of Shai. Maybe you even get three. You sub in your 11th, 12th best guy for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in a weekly format. That guy could play all four and it wouldn't be as good as Shai in one or one and a half. So that's why it's tough. You kind of have to lean towards yes among most of the really, really, really big name guys and just hope that you get two plus games out of them. And then once you get about, you know, past the top 40, then you could err more on the side of caution if we're talking about a weekly format. And as far as you daily folks go, the other advice that you got, and, you know, this is a short one, but it's important, is pay very close attention to the in and out, the who's playing, who's healthy Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. So I can make sure you get all 10 live bodies going. And there's a little bit of a format to this. The format is anybody that you know is healthy, put them in the hardest spots to fill on your roster. So like if you have a healthy point guard, don't put him in a utility spot. Put him in the point guard spot. Put someone in the power forward spot. Put someone in the center spot. Try to knock out those kind of backwards. And then the guys that have all the, you know, shooting guard, small forward, that type of stuff, forward, guard, that tends to be a little bit easier to fill. And then utility is obviously the easiest one. And if you have a bunch of guys that are rotating that you don't know if they're healthy or not, make sure you get the as many. And sometimes you just have to play an earlier game. Like if you have a guy who's a game time decision who plays on the West Coast at night, you might end up just not being able to play that guy because you don't know if they're in. So try to get guys into your lineup as early and as often as possible on those overload days, because the worst thing that could happen to you is accidentally starting somebody who doesn't play. You take a zero, anything is better than that. You'll really be kicking yourself if you take a zero, even more than you'd be kicking yourself if you started kind of the wrong healthy guy. With the exception, of course, being the superstar level West Coast guys like an Anthony Davis, basically, or a Kevin Durant or a Devin Booker or something like that. These guys that are playing at 6, 7 p.m. Pacific time, where maybe you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. And right now, AD is that kind of one guy. The West Coast megastars. I guess Kawhi would be the other one, but I think he's already out for this next ballgame. So no problem there. Okay. That's it, guys. That's our last schedule breakdown show of this regular season. We will, of course, continue to have all of our recap shows all week long, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, we'll do our very last weekend review show. And then the season ends after that, and we'll start first thing, bingo, Monday morning. We'll start reviewing the year. We're going to figure out how we can continue to get better every single season. There's always stuff to learn. We're also going to talk a little bit about how to fix fantasy leagues. I think we've made some nice strides in that regard, and we'll kind of try to keep improving upon that as well. I am Dan Vespers. Thank you all for watching these shows throughout playoff season. Back to one show a day starting tomorrow. Yes, the voice held up. The body is fine. The excitement remains high. Let's stay locked in for just a few more days if you guys actually still have games going on. Shout out to those of you that are still hanging out in the chat room with us here, even at the bitter, bitter end of the season. Congrats if you're winning. Sorry if you're not. Hopefully your leagues pay off for second or third place, because with the amount of work we do, it's pretty rare that we don't get in that top few. At Dan Vespers on Twitter, please do like, rate, and subscribe, and I will see you guys tomorrow morning when we're going to talk a little bit more about the upcoming card. We'll do a little bit more of a preview. We'll talk mostly injury stuff and kind of how to address that, since there are no games tonight. I know. So this weekly preview show, the nice thing is you get to wait all the way. You shouldn't have weekly lock until all the way until 4 o'clock tomorrow. So you got plenty of time to listen to this show, plenty of time to make your adjustments, plenty of time to check the injury reports at Ethos Fantasy BK, and then you can make your call on the weekly guys. And then with head-to-head, the dailies, nothing to do till Wednesday. See you tomorrow, everybody.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.